Below Top Secret podcast on the Above Top Secret website with
Rush.
The world is love and life
of heat. Hi, my name is Carrot.
Hello, gorgeous mystery lady.
I'm Dreamless.
Y'all crazy bitch, but you're so good, I'm on top of it.
You think he's gone? He's not gone. That's the whole point. He's never gone.
It's the my slap puppet.
You see?
I'm not going to give you a username. You can figure that one out for yourselves.
This podcast is Union of Whack Posters approved.
But why is the rum gone?
In cooperation with the NPO,
yay,
Council on Public Relations.
If it lays an egg, it will fall down the back of the television set.
You'll have to watch that, unless it's a male.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Yes, looks fairly butch.
Be glad there's one place in the world where everybody knows your name. You wanna go where people know people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Hi, ATS. We'll be bringing Dave's stalker back in now.
Good. I need a stalker.
I don't think we should even call her the BTS stalker. I think we should just call her the ATS mod stalker.
I heard you.
I know you did. And I think we should, because you seem to just stalk staff.
Not necessarily.
Oh, staff plus Viking.
No, that is not stalk. That is love.
This is the mushy totally part of our podcast, Dave.
Oh, I love this. I love this. The days of our lives.
Dave, did you ask Rush for your $50? She's giving it away for free.
$50 for what?
She's just giving away 50 bucks.
Really?
I am not.
Yeah.
Can I take it out and trade? Sorry.
Oh no! Here we go again.
I mean, Dave's mind's gonna go south, you know. So I'm sorry.
He's just sitting over there drinking his margaritas.
Actually, I'm not. I haven't had anything to drink. I I'm not a big drinker. I'm really not. You know, I drink if I'm having Mexican food. You know, like I love margarita. I love frozen margaritas. I could have an IV drip of frozen margaritas and not even give it a second thought. Ask Spencer next time you talk to Spencer when he and his wife Mo came to Dallas and we played butt darts. And when I took him to one of my favorite Mexican restaurants, and we had Mexican and margaritas and played a few rounds of butt darts and actually recorded it and put it up as part of one of the shows, I think, on one of the BTS as well as the ATS.
I am going to look for that right now.
It's up. But we put the audio up of actually Spencer and I in competition, and Mo held the microphone and had it down as we were dropping quarters out of our butt, you know, to hit the shot glass. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
We were talking about bad mental images earlier, Carrot and Rush.
Yes. Yeah.
They're back.
Yeah.
No, I've never done the whole butt darts thing.
I've got photos on how to do it. It's somewhere on one of the ATS mix. I think it's in the information area, how to play butt darts. We have physical pictures. In fact, there's pictures of me and Spencer and Mo in there also, I think.
This is going to really sound like I'm being a kiss-ass, but I am dead serious when I say this.
Yes.
I think you guys are pioneers, to be honest, to the conspiracy community on how you present topics. I really do. Because
well,
you
thanks.
I really think so.
You have to understand that when Bill, Mark, and I and Steven first got together initially before Johnny ever came on board, our whole concept was that we wanted to change the typical image of what ATS was. What they wanted to achieve with the ATS Mix Show was to bring people that were not diehard fanatics, okay, that were already in place, that didn't know a damn thing about alternative topics or what the site was about or whatever, even before they even thought about the BTS thing.
I think BTS has really been picking up in its activity.
Yeah, it
is. Since I've been there in the last year.
Well, one thing that that helped extenuate that is the fact that they dropped Above Politics, you know, as a separate site, you know, and combined it with ATS. Now, you know, what that did is it narrowed down three areas to go peruse to two. So, I mean, that was definitely going to be a help. Remind me what the hell DAT stands for. Was it drunk ATS members or something? What is that? What's a D stand for?
Drunks.
Drunks at?
Yeah. Drunks above top secret. Sorry, I've had a little bit of wine this evening.
Okay. All right.
She is one of them.
Well, I could have put all kinds of really funny little things on what DAT stands for, but we won't go there.
Hey, so why don't you guys let me get off here? Why don't you guys get Zamie on? I think she's ready to. She's ready to bounce on here. Okay.
All right. Yep. All righty. We'll get. We'll say goodbye to you, BTS stalker.
Nice to meet you, and just be
right,
careful.
Great. Yeah. I'm always. If I'm not careful, I'm sanitary.
Bye.
Bye.
Dave, I love your sense of humor.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's awesome. Okay. Do we have Zameless?
It says ringing. One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingies.
I'm here.
Zameless.
What did I miss? What are we doing?
Actually, we're playing Spin the Bottle, and it was your turn. So come on. Give it a spin.
Look, how did you become so amazing and wonderful? That's you, Dave.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I was playing per cheesy. How did what?
How did you become so amazing and wonderful?
How did I come amazing and wonderful? Jeez. Well, that could be argued by many females that I've met over the 60 years. When I was going to Catholic school, I had a permanent impression of a steel ruler on my hand from Sister Mary Catherine. Used to beat the crap out of my hand. I'm going, what is up with the hand, babe? You know, which, you know, obviously didn't have a lot of fun and merriment attached to it. I used to crawl out of windows in high schools and second floor, you know, just dangle out, you know, just see what kind of reaction I could get. I just always did off the wall stuff. So, I mean, you know, it's a culmination of not giving a rat's ass and always going by my own drummer, I guess, you know.
What are your favorite topics on ATS? Is there any boards that you frequent mostly or, lurk around more than others?
Well, you know, I told someone earlier that, I go to BTS a lot. I mean, I don't post necessarily in BTS, only from the standpoint that I'm just not a big topic poster. I mean, it's not that I don't or didn't think I had the ability to be a significant poster or to make a significant achievement or contribution. It's just that it takes me a hell of a lot of time to do stuff, okay? I'm very methodical in the things that I do, and despite what comes across maybe a lot on the air of me, you know, having my head up my buttocks half the time, I'm really a fairly intelligent guy. You know, my favorite areas in BTS, I mean, there's really a lot of them, but I like the rants, the thing that has to do with the movies and whatever and people's opinions about that. You know, there's so many of them. I mean, I don't have sticky notes on my monitor, so I'm going blank. But, you know, anything to do with the visual world, I really like. I like a lot of the jokes, puns, and pranks or whatever that one is. I like that a lot. I get a lot of laughs out of some of that stuff. Now, on ATS, you know, I really predominantly, whatever is popped up as one of the top flagged or whatever appears on the right panel or whatever is in hot or top, I mean, that's the ones I normally will go check out.
So I have a question for you, Dave.
All right.
Sure. We're just going to go right to the goo here in case anybody hasn't thrown this at you. What do you think about the new president?
I love the guy. You know, I mean, I don't vote. Okay. I think Carter's the last one I voted for. I have voted for both Republican and Democrat when I was a young guy in voting. I just got disillusioned with the voting process. I have always been one for the longest time to believe that it should be a popular vote system, that it shouldn't matter how big California is or how big New York is or how big Texas is or how big whatever is. You know, I'd rather see a popular vote system. you know. And I mean, there's been some occasions to where the person that had the electoral votes was not the one that was had the popular vote. And you know, and until I feel like my vote really counts, you know, I just have pulled myself away from the process. Now, you know, we did a show. I don't know if you guys had a chance to listen to it, the President-elect Barack Obama show, which was Johnny and I and Homer Fife and Bill Irvin sitting down and discussing the you know what took place. And I mean, we touched on all kinds of things. But you know, I mean, me personally, not ATS, not ATS mix. I really like Barack Obama. I'm not the type of person, like so many people on the site, that sit there and go, well, by God, he's going to have this position or that position on a certain this and that. You know, that's crap, you know. You know, the Congress runs the damn country anyway. The president has one power that he can prevent them from being stupid, you know. But the congressmen and the senators and all the other clowns that everybody puts up there, that's the guys that are really running the country, not the president of the United States. So if you're going to have somebody up there that's going to be a figurehead or provide leadership for the country, then it needs to be someone that carries himself well. And even though George is a, you know, fellow Texan, and since I don't have to worry about any Dixie chick backlash, I mean, he's a fucking idiot. Sorry. I mean, he is. I mean, I have never seen anybody in my life. David Letterman probably far outweighs me as far as making him look like the loon that he is. And I've met him. Okay, I met him when he was on the eve of his gubernatorial induction in Texas. He was at, well, in fact, I'll tell you what's really funny. The Mexican restaurant that Spencer, Tracy, and I and Mo were at when we were playing butt darts is the restaurant that I met George W. Bush.
Excellent. And
I will always be grateful for your butt darts. They saved my son's birthday, I'll tell you.
Well, I tell you, it's a fun game. You just don't want to play smell the quarter afterwards.
I never laughed so hard as when I saw the kids playing this. It was hilarious. I've never seen anything like that. Hilarious.
Well, wait till you see the, you know, we're coming out with a Christmas version of that. That ought to be a lot of fun.
Is that mistletoe up the butt?
No, it's a at-home game, you know, the Dave Rabbit's butt dart game at home today. You know, I got to make money somehow. I'm not making anything, you know, being, you know, with the ATS Mix show, so I've got to, you know, come up and make some money.
Anyway, Dave, it's been a pleasure. I'm going to let you move on to the next person.
Very good. And right. Nice talking to you.
I'm looking forward to seeing you in debts.
All right, good. Yeah, I'm going to drop in there and, you know, I don't know, kind of play one of those college games, you know.
Okay, have a good night.
All right, love.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
And there he is. Gimme Football 400.
I'm here.
Yes, you are.
What up?
What's up, Dave?
Not much, brother. What's happening?
Oh, just trying to stay dry is all.
Where are you from?
West Virginia.
West Virginia. Oh, that's Oklahoma. Sorry.
Yeah. We can sing that if you want, Dave. I'm sure Carrot would.
West Virginia, where the sun is constantly on. Da, 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 da. Sorry.
I was more thinking that we were going to sing the Oklahoma song.
we could have, but that's where the Springinator lives. You know, he's up there running around naked around the teepee right now. You know,
wearing stiletto heels.
Oh, well, I don't know if he went. Not in the mud. You know, those bogged down. Yeah, you know, he's tried that before.
So what? Skinny.
Yeah, so gimme. What up, baby puppy?
What the?
Sorry.
I was not expecting that.
It's Dave Sorry. Rabbit, dude. You gotta
And I'm sober, brother. Hey, I'm sober too, brother. So you know, you can imagine if I have a couple of margaritas under my belt. And that's what we may need to do. We may need, you know, we'll have a special night where it'll be Drunk Dave night.
Yeah.
That'll be one for the censors, baby.
Oh, count me in. I'll be there.
That show sounds like it will be a hit, too.
It would be.
Really? So what up? You got questions for Dave or not? Or you just want to talk?
I do have one question for you.
Uh-oh. Sorry I asked. Go ahead.
How long have you been working in radio?
A year and a half.
Year and a half.
Yep. But that said, I was, you know, I've always had the voice for radio. I guess you could probably say I started podcasting A little bit before I became a member of ATS, and that's probably summer of 2006. So I guess if you want to say from broadcasting, it would actually be the ATS mix and the Saigon show, and then Radio Fan Rang. But I mean, probably a year and a half, and then the podcasting thing. You know, the difference between summer of 2006. So a year of podcasting before I did the ATS mix and the other stuff. So 2.5 years, I guess, if you want to say on air in the podcasting / radio community.
A very detailed answer, Dave.
Well, you know, hey.
Jimmy, you got anything else?
No, actually, I don't. He answered all right there.
Ah. I know you said you got someplace to be, dude, so.
Yeah, hey, Jimmy, where are you going, bro?
Actually, I'm going to bed.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you at your home?
Yes, I am.
No, Dave, so, don't you know he's got internet in that cardboard box in the alley?
Really? I love that. You know, I especially like it, you know, when you take your shoes and socks off and put them outside and the little rats carry them off.
Y'all have a good night.
All right, give me later.
All right, brother. Take care.
Funky Monk is the winner of the random person to bring in.
The Funkmeister. Yeah, baby.
Hey, Dave. How are you, man?
No, we're not doing bad.
Not doing bad. That's
what's happening?
Nothing much. I'm sitting here, like, you know, chatting to people and just surfing the web because it's like there's nothing to do here. It's boring.
Well, so where are you from?
No, I'm in Australia.
Australia? Oh, you're an Aussie. Oh,
yes,
man.
All the way down in Sydney.
Oh, I did the Great Barrier Reef, brother.
Really? Did you have?
Oh yeah.
Did you have fun?
I absolutely loved Australia, and I love the people. I love the country. You know, I could lose myself out in the outback. You know, I mean, I really could.
Yeah.
I just was so overwhelmed by the majesty of the country, you know. Uh-huh. And in fact, I got news for you. Even though, you know, I am not a huge fan of the broad that used to bang Tom Cruise that's doing that movie Australia.
Nicole Kidman.
Terrible.
Nicole Kidman, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, Carrot.
Nicole Kidman.
So you have to be my Johnny Carrot because my Johnny Carrot, that sounds nasty, isn't it?
hey, back off.
Hey, Maxine, bring me my Johnny Carrot. I am so sorry. See, Johnny doesn't let me get away with a lot of this crap, so see, I'm having fun with you guys. I'm getting myself with you guys. But anyway, what the hell? What was my point? Oh, I know what my point was.
You were going on about the epic.
The movie Australia. I am just counting down the days because I think it's going to be such a marvelous movie with Hugh Jackman and Nicole Kidman and just the story of when the Japanese, you know, tried to take over Australia, you know, when they were, you know, after they had bombed Pearl Harbor. And I really, since I've been to the country, and then, you know, they were showing on some of the previews, some of the majesty that is involved in the outback and stuff, and it just really, I really had some flashbacks of just some times that I cannot even say, you know, how great it was.
You know, it's funny that all of you guys really, really love all the outback stuff, because, and you know, all the whole Japanese invading Australia and everything, because, like, here at school, we just get that all drummed into our heads, like, 24-7, you know, Australia this and Australia that, and everything about sport. And we all kind of get sick of it. So, like, all of this Australia movie that comes out, or that's coming out, well, I don't know how many people are going to go watch it, because, like, we've all heard about it, and it's all kind of, you know,
right.
This big event that, you know, it's not really that important to a lot of people, I don't think.
Well, you know, like I said, you know, I love you guys, you know, just a beautiful country, beautiful people, and I hope one day I get a chance to come back and be a transplanted Australian again.
Well, Dave, if you ever come down, you have to tell me because, like, we have to go get coffee or something. That'd be fun.
All right. Well, I want to go to Walkabout Creek and beat the shit out of somebody. Can we do that?
Walkabout Creek. That's like. Oh, that's like heaps far from where I am.
All right, well, good. Yeah, well, that's what I want to do. I just want to go in there and you know, smack somebody in the chops, you know, like the Croc guy, and just, you know. Of course, at 5'7", I'll get the crap beat out of me, but it'll be fun with that, you know. At least I'll have that John Wayne mentality that I think I can do that,
oh, yes.
You know. Funny. All right, brother, listen, peace and love. Give my best to all the Australians.
No worries, I will. Catch you later.
See you, man.
See you,
bye. See you, bye. All right, let's bring Skeptic One in here. boop, 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 boop. Ring, 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 ring. I don't know the rest of the words to that song.
Yeah. Ring, ring, ring goes the bell.
Yeah, no, that's not the song I'm thinking of.
Sorry.
I don't know what song I was thinking of. There she is.
That is one annoying ring.
There she is, Miss America. I have one question, Skeptic, and that is that your eyeball, little avatar on Skype, little Skype avatar? Is that you? Is that half
that's
your
me.
Face? Is it
yes,
really?
That's half of me.
Ooh, nice.
ATS has made me paranoid, so I can only show you half my face.
Ooh, I like that. I mean, now let me ask you a question. When you were doing the avatars, I mean, like, did you do your whole body and then you divide it into little sections like that?
No, my boyfriend is a photographer, so he took that.
That sucks.
Well, I mean, he did the full body, but he kept most of it for himself.
Duh.
Well, see, that's the right way to do it.
Yeah.
To do what?
Take pictures.
Huh. I just want you to clarify yourself, Karen.
What was I supposed to ask again? I completely lost my train of thought.
You know what? Just ask Dave what the color of his nose hairs are.
I have none. I'll tell you why. I guarantee you. You can come over to my show. No. No. This is a fetish of mine. I'm telling you. And this is a quick story. I had a stepfather growing up that my mom had married a couple of people after her and my dad divorced when I was 6 or 5 or 4 or whatever. And I had a stepfather. His name was Chuck. And this guy had like a forest coming out of his nose and his ear. And it so grossed me out as a kid. Now, I think I'm like in the third grade. And from that point on, I thought it was so gross that I would get my mom's tweezers and I pulled every single hair out of my ears, my nose, and whatever. I am 60 years old. Right now, underneath this huge-ass monitor that I have with sticky notes all the way around the perimeter, I have 4 different sets of tweezers. And when I'm doing a show, if I put my finger in my nose and I feel the slightest prick of hair...
You put your finger in your nose very often, do you, Dave?
I do it a lot. Yeah, you think I'm kidding. It's a huge fetish for me. I hate that. So, yeah, I mean, people are getting kind of an inside track into the Dave Meister. So, yeah, it's kind of scary, but that's okay.
Well, these are mental images I will never get out of my head.
Yeah.
Especially if you see the pictures of me at 60.
We're visiting the mental image hospital an awful lot.
I'm going to need therapy.
Well, Skip, I think we're going to let you go. We'll wrap up here with Dave.
All right, listen, hey, good luck to you, and tell your fiance, boyfriend, or whatever, just kidding about the all the different pictures, not really, but just telling that.
Okay, good night, y'all.
All right, good night, sweetie. Have a good evening.
Bye, Skeptic.
All right, and Dave.
Yes?
It's been a pleasure having you around on this show.
Well, good. Thanks. I appreciate meeting everybody. I mean, gee, that's a lot of fun. You know, that's half the fun is talking to people and meeting them, you know. So I'll let you guys go. Enjoyed it. Nice to meet both of you and everybody that was on the BTS area. Peace and love.
Later, Dave.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Take care. All right. Bye. No problem. Bye.
This is a bar. Pretend you're drunk.
You gotta really go some to play with me. My office is in Harlem.
These people are totally insane.
Well, you wouldn't hold a little thing like sanity against the guy, would you?
All right, well, good night, everyone.
You're going to bed?
Thanks, everyone, for coming to the podcast this evening.
That's good stuff. It's even better than Captain Moore.
And I'm Rush. Thanks for listening.
I'm just too much of an alcoholic for the both of us. That could be it, too.
That's Carrot. Classy.
Hi, this is Skeptic. Thanks for listening.
Have I been drinking? Oh my god!